Welcome to Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life with Shannon Crow, certified health coach, and Marcia King, dietitian and nationally accredited nutritionist. Each week, we're going to cover all things health and wellness. So let's get to it.
Good morning.
Morning.
You look so good this morning. I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about ready to go for a run when we get done. And oof, you look adorable. Your hair is all done and everything.
Oh my gosh. I'm a hot mess this morning, but yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Kind of threw it together. I got my daughter and her dog here. Had lots of things going on. So it was just one of these crunch it in and get ready to start for the day. So
right. How's your throat and how's your little cold? I know you work.
It's better. I've been taking a little over the counter Mucinex and it is breaking it up. I feel good, but again, I might sound a little scratchy and things and have a little cough, but I think it's on the mend. Thank you for asking.
That's the worst when the weather is so nice and you feel crummy. I feel like we're in such a good weather.
Yeah, like those, right, summer colds. Oh, gosh, those are the worst. Yeah. Yes. But they say that they're supposed to be flu and there's like that RSV and all this stuff is supposed to be really kind of rough, I guess, yeah. This winter. So we'll buckle up.
And then I'm thinking of like, how to keep the sleep momentum going, keep myself healthy. Yes, all the things.
Yes.
Hey, so today we're going to chat about the power of positive thinking and gratitude and all those happy thoughts.
I love it. It's just up my wheelhouse, in my wheelhouse, whatever. Oh my gosh. Yes. Gratitude, right?
Yes. So do you have a gratitude journal or do you do it more just in your head? How do you practice gratitude?
Well, like I said before, I'm a big affirmations person. So I do follow a few online companies with a lot of inspirational things. So when I do that, then I take it to my side where I take 10 minutes and I'm just thankful, right? Whatever that may be for that day, or, you know, I try to also incorporate, you know, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for this day, and then kind of pull in some things, you know, from around me. Yeah. So it makes me feel good, right? And then I've got a grateful feeling, so my attitude is better when I start the day. I don't get to do it always, but that's kind of like what I love to do. And then we have special days like Thanksgiving or even more, I guess, warm, yes, and fuzzy. Yeah.
It's a good reminder. I feel like we need Thanksgiving a couple times a year because it's a good reminder for those of us who kind of fell off the gratitude wagon, you know, with the craziness of life. I've tried the journals in the past. And it's one of my main life goals right now is to get back to journaling, not just gratitude journaling, but all of it, because I think it's so good and it forces you to stop and slow down, mm-hmm, and be present, even if it's not in the exact moment, but be present that day, you know, mm-hmm, and reflect. But what I do find myself doing is when I'm driving from here to there, I often will take a moment of gratitude. And sometimes it's about how beautiful the world is. Sometimes I'm thinking about where I'm going and how blessed am I to be able to work with these people or to get to do this sort of activity as my job. Because, you know, I do music and health coaching, and who gets to have this much fun all the time and call it their job? Like, it's fantastic.
Right.
And yeah. And so sometimes it's moments like that, or just, you know, you walk out the front door. I still have roses blooming. It is November. How fantastic is that?
Exactly. I was actually out on a run and the rose bushes are blooming in November. And it was funny because there were a couple of ladies behind me and I actually took the minute I stopped and I smelled the roses and they were laughing. They're like, oh my God, that's precious. And I was like, you know, you got to take that minute. They smell wonderful and we're blessed to have them right here. That sounds cheesy, but it was a moment.
Yes. I've seen this before too, where maybe there's a really cool rainbow or cloud thing. And I have stopped and I've alerted to other people who probably didn't care. I don't know. Oh my gosh, look at that.
Yes.
But it's one of those things where I think we're so focused on our phones, our computers, on driving. Like we're not, which we should be focused on the driving, but you know, we're so focused on everything in the moment that we're missing all the beauty around us.
I agree. That was just a little small thing. And it's like, you know, stop to smell the roses, but it was a moment that I was just in it. Right. And we can take those moments. I know with gratitude, you were talking about journaling. there are some of my clients who will actually, you know, journal or write them out, like positive affirmations, put them on a mirror, right? We're learning self-awareness in my program. And so that becomes, you know, like I said, take time for yourself, but, you know, putting something out there that you see every morning or every night before you go to bed is a nice little reminder to, you know, take time for yourself and be grateful, right? Whatever that is. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for, you know, whatever it is, a small thing or, you know, thank you that I made it through this day sometimes, right?
Sometimes that's big. Yes. So with all my coaching clients, every session we start with, you know, what is going well this week? Like, what are we thankful for? What are we appreciating for the whole week? And I encourage people, don't just, you know, did you do your homework for your coaching session? Yeah, that's great. But let's look beyond that. And what's been kind of fun is I've actually taken it into my other half of my life, my music life. And I do teach a youth orchestra. We call it our Roses of the Week. And at the beginning of each orchestra session, we quickly go around the entire orchestra. And it's cute. Sometimes we have a guest and things get thrown off. And the kids are like, oh, are we going to do our roses? I've got a rose to share. Awesome. And the fact that all these, you know, middle school and high school kids are starting to think throughout the week, what am I going to share at next rehearsal about the good thing that happened this week?
Happened to me. Yeah. Yes,
which I think is, I'm so excited that they have, you know, really latched onto this, because I think it's such an important skill for all stages of life.
Yes, agreed. And that's something that sometimes we can get and stay into a negative state. But just to flip, and our brains are so powerful, to go ahead and flip that feeling of gratitude, right? And then your whole outlook is different. So I also wanted to share, and I'm sorry, I'm going to take a little drink here. My throat's scratchy still.
I'm chugging my coffee as you're talking, so you're okay.
But you know, like, this is another thing too that I enjoy doing. It's a pay it forward, right? And this is very, it became trendy with the coffees, and you know, you're in the fast food line, so you're paying for the person behind you. But just even like, I've done it where I've been in a grocery store and I've, you know, paid for the person behind me or bought a gift card. And that's just such a wonderful feeling within myself. Yes. To be able to surprise them, make, you know, them happy for whatever that moment is. But the pay it forward is a nice gratitude, I think, as well.
I think it's also, you know, helpful to remember. I think we think, oh my gosh, I can barely afford, you know, this grocery bill myself. How am I going to pay for somebody else's? But what if you carried somebody's groceries to their car? You could tell they maybe they were struggling, you know, or I mean, sometimes it's just something as small as holding the door open for two or three people versus just that one person. I mean, those small gestures can be free, or like the cup of coffee, or the, you know, the fast food bill is obviously most of the time pretty minimal, but there's things that you can do that cost nothing.
Nothing. I love that. Holding a door open, right? Or someone who's loading their groceries. Yes. That is paying it forward just to help them out.
And because everyone looks surprised, and that breaks my heart that people look surprised when you hold the door open for somebody. But that just makes their day. It's a pleasant surprise.
Right. Kindness. Yeah. Gratitude and kindness. It's like something that everybody can do. It's free, right? I mean, you can do your gratitude yourself, but just being kind to someone is free, right? It's free.
So what have you noticed just in yourself as you've been doing more gratitude? Because I feel like it's a long-term kind of thing that, you know, once we get going with it, have you noticed maybe how you react to things differently, or how you handle stress, or how you sleep at night? Like, how does it affect you? Have you noticed anything change as you've added more and more gratitude?
I did. And that's a really good question. I think with stress and triggers, again, we have our optimal like health in place. So things will be able to, I guess, handle them. But also when you're grateful, the small things sometimes you can overcome and they're not as big, right?
Yeah.
Like your hair dryer breaks, whatever the situation, that's so minute, right? So minute. But, you know, getting ready for, say, a podcast or a client or things like that, then you just kind of readjust, hair's in a ponytail, and you're grateful for this day, right? I love it.
Exactly. Well, I have found, like, I had a very stressful week this week, like lots of quote drama was going on in my life. Just, you know, like you said, crazy life things. And it was kind of funny. Like, I was stressed in the moment and then it just kind of washed off me. And I think that even a year or two ago, I would have been, you know, not sleeping and stressing out. And like once the instant like stress passed, I was like, yeah, that'll be fine. We'll work it
Right.
out. It's all
It's
good.
gonna work out no
It'll be
matter what,
fine.
right? I mean,
Yeah. And we all have those life dramas. And I think it's so good to almost feel equipped. Like, I got this. I'll be fine. Life is
right.
good.
Right. And that's part of our journey of, health, right? And wellness, that we kind of minimize our stress. But being grateful is just a huge thing. Huge.
And I think too, when you have a grateful or positive heart, whatever you want to call it, I think, like attracts like. You start attracting more positive, grateful people, which only fuels your energy and reduces that stress and, can help reduce, some depression symptoms, and all those things. I think it's really kind of cool to see if you're a positive person, the odds of you attracting negative people are a
Right.
lot less.
Right.
Yeah.
Or here's the piggyback on that. If you are a positive person and someone's negative and having a bad day, to be around you, your energy may help to shift, right? Shift
Absolutely.
the
Absolutely.
energy for them. Right. So you do journaling. Is that like what you're kind of like for grateful?
Well, yes and no. So I've done a little bit, and then of course life happens, and I'm like, oh, I could sleep in 10 more minutes now, or oh, I got to get this done before the day starts, which is I do most of my self-care type things in the morning, like my run and just taking some time. So it's one of my, I have two goals going into the next year, which we can talk about another time. But one is to get back to journaling because I did a yoga retreat at the end of this past summer. Amazing. Highly recommend
Oh,
it, everyone. Even if you're not a
love
crazy yogi, it was amazing. But every day we did two journaling exercises, and I think we spent maybe 10 minutes total on both. And then if you
it.
wanted to go back to your room later and add to it, you could. But it was just really brief. And I remember feeling A, calm, because I actually was sitting still. I wasn't replying to emails, drinking coffee, doing all the things at once. I had this calm, and it really, in a good way, forced me to stop and think. And so, and they weren't necessarily always gratitude things, but it was just thinking of, basically how can I lift myself up and make myself stronger for myself and for others. And it was fabulous. And so I want to get back to that. And so I think I just need to kind of find a place in my day to make it happen. And like I do with my clients, how am I going to make it inevitable? So I've got to work
Right.
through that process and then do it. Because I think there's such value in writing with a pen or pencil and just getting it on paper.
Yes. A
So that's
visual
one
person,
thing.
right? That's great, right? You're visual, right? So writing it down and then looking
So,
at it.
and I
Yeah.
think too, we are typing all day. We got the screen. And I think as much as we can get rid of screens and just go to the old-fashioned pencil and paper, or reading a book in a book, not a Kindle, which Kindles are great for travel and all sorts of other reasons. There's something about getting away from any screen and almost just going back to the basics, I think is so great.
I love it. I love it. And we talked about then, we've always the belief, right, and how we feel when we're doing this helps us change it into a new habit. So we find time. And
100%.
in the day, I mean, even in the morning or in the evening, I mean, just squeeze it in if it's 10 minutes, right? Just how
Exactly.
grateful of what happened today that went well or what is going to happen today. I'm going to have a great day, right? I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this day. I'm thankful for this opportunity of XYZ in the morning, right? And then it gets our minds in that mindset of positivity.
Or I'm grateful that I sat down to write in this journal today.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
Right. It could
that's
be,
a good
yes. I
thing.
mean, right. And then you feel good, right?
Yes,
So,
exactly.
and during our holidays, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of things going on. But again, I don't know. We talked about like prep for Thanksgiving and the meal and everything. And if we just take a minute, like I said, it's a memory made, right? So we just take a minute, be able to take that in, take that energy in, take the love that we're, feeling, the people we're surrounded with, and just be grateful. I mean, we're here, right? So we get one time around the sun, they say, but just to enjoy, right? And try to be positive and grateful. It just does wonders for us.
So as we wrap up, because I gotta run, what are you grateful for?
I think today I am super grateful for my children. As we head into the holiday season, both of them live in a different state. My daughter's here right now for a month. But I think I'm just most grateful for them. And then my son will be here for the holidays just to have that family feeling, because I live by myself, right? Yeah. So I'm grateful for my children and having my family. How about you?
I'm so thankful just for the love I feel like I've gathered this year from friends, new and old. I feel like I've built a lot of stronger relationships this year, and I'm so grateful.
Yes, I'm grateful for you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Thrive, your weekly guide to living your healthiest life. Head over to our Facebook and our Instagram and share with us your takeaways from today's episode. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with others and be sure to like, rate, and review. May you continue to strive to thrive, and we'll see you next week.